This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, Warren.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Hey, I'm a little bit worried about climate change because apparently next week we're going to be having 30 degree days.
I know.
How's that?
Yeah, I know. But it is coming into the warmer months. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm worried about it too. I thought something was wrong with me this morning.
Well, there's always something wrong with you, darling.
I was walking to the tram and my feet were in pain.
I take that back. You're a beautiful...
I was walking funny. I thought, what is wrong? I don't know what's wrong.
Did you have sex last night, darling?
No, I didn't. Right. I didn't at all. But I was really...
I'm just trying to rule things out.
I was really struggling.
Why?
And I don't know.
You say you were walking funny, like what? Like waddling?
Like I'd had an accident in my pants. Like I was really bad. And I couldn't work out. And then I got on the tram and I figured out, you know what, I wear insoles in my feet.
Oh,
I put the wrong ones in the wrong
hilarious.
Shoes.
You were left-right footing around.
Yeah, it was causing me so much pain.
You goof.
Yesterday we spoke about Facebook being down in parts of the US and the UK.
Oh, yes, in London, yeah.
And it was you know, causing all sorts of issues. And we discussed how people are addicted to it.
Mm, absolutely.
And it's changed our life. And so more of that coming on later on. Mm. But in the US, people were calling 911. So emergency.
911.
Like our 000.
That is hysterical.
To say that Facebook was down. And Washington police had to issue a statement saying, please do not call 911 because Facebook is down. They say we'll move mountains to help those in our community, but however, we can't fix Facebook. No. So, oh my God, I mean, is it dumbing us down?
My Facebook is down.
I can't talk to my friends.
Hey, madam,
it's an emergency. Oh my goodness.
That is insane.
It's just Facebook.
Have you ever heard of echo chambers?
No.
Basically, all that's about is you're unfriending all these people and you've just got your newsfeed with friends that agree with your opinions only.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's a good thing, though, is it? Because it's nice to be challenged.
So why have you unfriended people? I know I've unfriended people because I don't really necessarily share the same values with them.
Well, yeah, I'm happy to unfriend people if they have a different opinion on something.
Yes.
But I think with the no thing for me, it is, well, they're not there.
What about no voters?
No voters, to me, that's not just having a different opinion. That's saying that I'm not as equal as them. So that's different. Whereas if they're saying, look, I like, you know, I don't know, I like green and I like blue, I don't care. I'm happy to have a different opinion. But no voters, nah, they're saying I'm not. You know, I'm on a different level, so no.
Well, let me describe what echo chambers means, okay? Echo chambers means an environment in which a person encounters only beliefs or opinions that coincide with their own. So their existing views are reinforced and alternative ideas are not considered. So people like you and me, for example, were so shocked about Brexit and Donald Trump because our newsfeed probably wasn't representing any other opinions of supporters of Donald Trump.
Yes.
That's what this is saying, basically.
Yeah, okay.
So I still will unfriend people that are that don't agree with me, right?
Yeah.
So
I will unfriend people that are voting no, definitely. But I think they've got a point, Anastasia, because you're right. If we don't listen to other people's views, then we don't grow because we're stuck in our own narrow-minded view.
Well, exactly. Well, founder of Just Equal and former deputy director of Australian Marriage Equality, Ivan says overarching concern in the well-being of LGBTI Australians who are overrepresented in statistics relating to poor mental health, which may be a contributing factor to the formation of echo chambers by people steering clear the vile content posted online. On one hand, the echo chambers may be a form of insulation from the darker aspects of our society, but on the other, it allows for ignorance, which provides no benefit to the nation. Not sure whether I agree with that either.
So what they're saying is that if we only stick to our own view, we create this echo chamber.
Yes,
so it's been
exactly.
labelled an echo chamber where we just hear our own views echoed back.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I'm kind of happy with that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure whether I really want to know about negative opinions.
Yeah,
look,
with the no vote,
could be a little bit misinformed, but I'm not sure I want to be informed with negative news and
I disagree with
bigotry, to be honest.
I agree. I disagree with the echo chamber for the no vote. I think, if they're going to vote no, they're authentic, they don't necessarily know me, so
exactly.
I don't want them. But if they're challenging me on a view where I may be wrong, I'm okay with that. So I think we can't compare everything to
I'm
going to
unfriend you after this.
I've had enough. Did you ever have a Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi? Talk me through it.
Tamagotchi. One of those little things, those little games.
Right.
That you had. It's a little egg-shaped key ring. It features an LCD image of an animal-like pet.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
What do you do with it?
You could play various grooming mini games.
Oh, okay.
With
that
it.
Sounds like fun.
But the most important thing is you had to keep feeding it virtual food. And if you didn't feed it, it would expire. That was the end of it. Yeah, you died.
I just imagined you giving it, like, food through the screen. Is that
No, no, no. You had to, like, you just had to, would say, I'm hungry, and you had to feed it.
Yeah.
And if you didn't feed it, that was the end of the game.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
So you couldn't let your little pet die. So,
Did you have one of those?
No, I didn't have one.
Where are we going with this? Did you have Donkey Kong?
No, yes, I did.
I loved
that. That was great.
Kong. Yeah, if that was a key ring, I'd still have it on.
That was great. But anyway, so its 20th anniversary is coming up. So the first Tamagotchi went on sale in 1997. It sold 82 million units worldwide, and it's going to be re-released.
Oh, my God, how much fun.
Yeah, I'd rather have the real fuzzy bear, I must admit, my little pet. But I suppose it teaches people responsibility,
Absolutely,
doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Feed your little computer game.
Feed me.
Or it'll die.
Another Tim Tam, boys.
There's a new decluttering trend out.
Right.
I like my decluttering.
I love a declutter, darling.
It's called Swedish...
I need to get you out of my life.
It's called...
After the show.
Swedish death cleansing.
Oh, wow.
What do you reckon it is? Swedish death cleansing.
You kill someone and then put them away?
No.
You know what I mean?
No. It's
somewhere where no one will find them.
It's a slow and steady decluttering.
Murder, she wrote. Okay. No,
as the years go by.
Yeah.
So it begins in your sort of 40s and 50s at any point in your life goes until the day you kick the bucket.
Oh, okay. So you're preparing.
And
oh my God. So you don't want to leave crap around, lying around for your loved ones.
No. So it's the cleansing
How
to minimise
thoughtful.
The amount of stuff, especially meaningless clutter that you leave behind for others to deal with.
That is really thoughtful.
And a woman by the name of Margarita Magnusson, she's between 80 and 100.
Margarita!
And she's written a book titled The Gentle...
I'll have two things.
The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleansing.
Right.
How to free yourself and your family from a lifetime of clutter. And she says that death cleansing isn't the story of death and its slow, ungainly inevitability, but rather the story of life, your life, the good memories and the bad, the good ones you keep... And she says the bad you expunge.
Yeah, I just had a trigger. Like, have you ever thought about if you ever die, you don't want to be found, like, with dirty undies and stuff? I've always had that problem. Have you? Like, imagine you die and people find you and they've got to groom you again and you've got dirty undies. But what would you clutter? Like, what would you get rid of for your loved ones? So they don't have to, you know, worry about
there
it.
There might be a few secret drawers I need to...
Yeah, I'd get rid of all my journals because they'd find out that
But does it matter? It doesn't matter once you're gone.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, darling, now, how did your massage go with your fantastic masseur?
It was really good yesterday, but there was a...
she hurt you?
No, she did.
Was there any trembling?
There was a bit of trembling as well, but she hurt me around, she got into my glutes and lower back, but there was a bit of a problem.
Why? Oh, you didn't let one rip,
no,
did you?
But I had to.
No.
You know, and
did you say excuse me?
But I found it really uncomfortable because she's going, just relax. I can't relax.
You can't relax when someone's massaging your glutes, trust me.
No, but
or your tummy.
You can't relax, and not when you're sort of, you know, there's a bit of an air bubble there. It was awful. And she's really, she goes, well, it's okay, just let
let it rip.
I can't.
Did you let one out?
No, I couldn't do it.
It's so painful.
So she goes, people do it all the time.
Yeah,
they do.
But it's very, I mean, when I did it with the doctor, like I was so embarrassed. Like it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
really horrible. So, but anyway, it did happen once in yoga, I remember.
Oh, my God.
It was absolutely embarrassing. But I think I was doing a headstand. So I flipped my legs up. It was my jet propulsion.
On your head. I'm just seeing blood rising to your head and you're farting.
Do you know you can actually do yoga with cats now?
You're kidding, right?
Yeah, you can.
I just had a visual of a cat doing yoga.
There's a cat cafe in Santa Barbara in California.
Right.
And Cat Therapy is the name of the cafe. It's the first of its kind.
What?
It offers cat yoga and cat therapy sessions.
Hold on. The cats are doing yoga?
You're doing the yoga.
So what are they doing? Just watching you?
So it was started... it was started by a musician and a photographer who's actually, and this is no joke, called Cat.
Who
came up with the idea after volunteering at a local cat shelter and realising how many friendly felines needed adopting.
I bet they were really drunk when they came up with this idea. You know when friends get together and they go and have, they're out on a night on the booze and they go, hey, we should do this together, or we should open this up together.
Yeah, well, at least it's for animal welfare, but yeah. You do come up with these wonderful ideas.
But they're not the ones that are doing the yoga, Warren.
No, but the classes include 60 minutes of yoga and 30 minutes of cat cuddling.
Oh.
But you can't bring your own cat.
Can't wait to buy a cat and go do yoga.
Cats and mats are provided. Hey, Tess, would you do yoga with cats?
With who?
Cats.
Cats.
They stick cats on your back.
I'd be petrified. I'd squash the cat.
Yeah, totally.
Now the cat's on top.
And can you imagine all these like in a room? That would be very off-putting. Yeah, every time someone stood on one or
stood on one.
Warrior two. One cat down.
Where did that tail come from? Well, there's a place in Santa Barbara that's opened up and apparently it's doing really well. So you don't reckon it will kick off here in Melbourne?
Oh, look, absolutely it will. I don't know how much yoga will get done.
Exactly.
That
but you know that, how they do that paw thing?
Yes.
Paw thing? That'd be nice. They sort of push each paw.
Yeah, that's sort of like nice. The down dog movement, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
a bit like a little massage, you mean?
Like a little massage until they stick their claws in, of course. Yeah. Thanks, Tess.
Have you ever been lost or lost a child when you were little? Like, have you ever lost a child or as a child were you lost?
I remember getting lost in a shopping centre once.
That is the scariest
thing. It's really scary, but I got
handed. Did they find you?
Yeah.
Did
eventually.
You get handed in?
I got handed in, which was nice. But
how
I
adorable.
I got lost.
Did you have nappies on?
Probably. I got lost.
Probably crapped them.
I got lost a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, really?
I had to go to one of the shopping centres.
Did they hand you in this time too?
They didn't hand me in, but I didn't get lost. I couldn't find my car.
Oh, my God, that happens to me.
I parked it in one of these car parks and I thought, yep, I'll remember, green 3. And then I went back and I'm thinking, now, was it blue? Was it green? And I couldn't find it.
It's
and, you know,
horrible.
I'm looking around and I'm thinking, has someone stolen it?
Well, it's the story of my life. Every time I go to a shopping centre, I do that the same thing. Green P1, the third car in from the left. You know? And then I get back there and it's not the third car in from the left and I start getting anxiety attacks.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrible when you come back from the airport, you've been on an overseas trip or something and you leave your car.
There's a solution.
You're in that, you're tired.
There's a solution. Don't ever go to the airport or shopping centres.
No, that's true.
Ride your bike there.
At the airport, I always do take a photo of where it is. But
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I take a photo or I write a note down.
What do you take a photo of the pole in the car?
Of the
that's
pole.
Not
going to help. There's my car.
Excuse me, officer, I don't know where my car is.
But this is it. This is what it looks like.
There's a pole there in a car. Go on.
It can be quite frightening. But a 3-year-old boy reportedly got left in Utah corn maze.
Oh, no.
On Monday night. The parents ventured into the crazy corn maze with their child, didn't realise the kid was missing until the next morning.
Are you for real?
The next morning. What sort of parents are they? The boy was found by a good Samaritan who took him to the maze staff, but the parents didn't call the police until Tuesday morning, so it was Monday night he got lost in his maze and told them, they told the police that the child might still be in the corn maze.
That is insane.
The poor kid is going to grow up with this horrible anxiety around mazes.
Now you're 4 years old, you're self-sufficient.
You're self-sufficient.
Carry on, you're fine.
You know how I had my, we spoke about yesterday, I had my little energy healing this week.
You did your little energy healing.
Which was quite
healing.
Pleasant.
You met your grandfather.
Yeah, that's
your
right.
Your deceased grandfather.
That's right.
Who loves you very, very much.
It was actually quite good.
No, I think it's fantastic.
But one of the things my friend who did the healing said, he said, you've got to wear bare feet.
Right.
Wear bare feet. You've got to walk around in bare feet every so often because apparently it grounds you to the earth.
Of course it grounds you. I know I feel grounded when I leave my black toes out in the mud. But you do. You feel energised, don't you? When you're barefoot in nature or at the beach, it's beautiful.
It's like an earth wire on your house, isn't it?
Exactly.
So it's grounding your whole electricity circuit. So I suppose it makes sense. Anyway, I was reading there's a new men's fashion trend at the moment. And I didn't know this, but it's no socks.
Darling, I think that's really sexy.
No socks.
Imagine how beautiful your feet would smell with no socks.
With no socks. So it's
I'm getting turned on just thinking about it.
But it's talking about even when you're wearing a suit. Wow. And shoes.
Yeah, but I've seen this and I think it's really sexy. A lot of European men, yeah, the way they wear suits and then they've got these really beautiful sandals or beautiful shoes, clothes. They're gorgeous. It's sexy.
With sandals
or
something.
You can see their ankles. It's hot.
I think it's okay with sandals, but, I mean, what about a pair of work shoes or dress shoes? I think it would be so uncomfortable.
No, I've seen it. It's actually quite – it's cute.
So it is definitely a trend at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's really beautiful. Men in suits with no socks. Yeah, socks. Get rid of them.
So I'm going to take my socks off.
Try it. Why don't you wear it this Saturday at the barbecue? You're going to Northside Bazaar this Saturday, aren't you?
Yes.
Maybe wear no socks. Try it.
Yeah, okay.
Get some feedback.
A survey of 3,000 drivers by Monash University Accident Research Centre has found most have tooted their horns in anger or expressed annoyance to another driver. 18% admitted they chased another driver when angry. 18%.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you reckon that is?
I get tooted all the time, but I am an annoying driver, I reckon.
Are you?
Yeah. I brake a lot.
Do you really?
I'm like one of those people that just brakes. Like, I probably do it on the freeway and I don't even realise. But I annoy a lot of people. I get tooted all the time. Like, they scream the hell out of me. But I've worked out if I just smile at them and go, I'm sorry, they end up feeling really bad. They get out of their rage for a moment.
Isn't it funny? I had a guy once come up to me. He was riding a motorbike. I don't know what I did, actually, but he came up and he started banging on my window. He got off his bike. We were at the light. He's banging on my window. I thought, oh, my goodness, I feel really threatened at the moment.
I had one guy come off the tram and hit me with a newspaper on my head. I had the window exposed. It was me and Helen. We could not stop laughing. Why? Like, you silly girl! Because I nearly ran him over. I stopped immediately. I know. It was really scary.
I hit you with the newspaper too.
But do you get road rage?
Yeah, all the time. And I've noticed it. And one thing that I really hate, you know when people don't let you in?
Yeah, oh, so annoying.
So annoyed at that. I think, oh, my God, it's one car, for God's sake. We're not running a marathon. We're not, you know, trying to win a race.
I always think of Eckhart Tolle, though, when I get a little bit of road rage or other people do, because he reminds me of that thing where he says if you've got a really strong pain body, anything will get to you, especially road rage. That's a massive indicator that you've got a lot of anger issues.
So if someone comes up,
it gives you an excuse to just get really crazy.
So if someone comes up to you with road rage, you're going to say to them, excuse me, what's your real issue?
What's underneath
this?
Can you imagine that? They'd get even angrier.
When I walk my puppy dog in the street, for years there's this man who he's blind and he's got a guide dog. He's been going to my gym for ages. And a lovely guy. I've spoken to him a few times and, you know, most people walk out of the way. And I'm always conscious because I'm walking a dog. So I take, you know, I make a wide berth around him so they're not tempted to sniff each other.
Yes.
And distract him while he's working. But a study by Guide Dogs Australia has found that more than a third of people using a cane were bumped into every time they walked out the front door, while 60% of those doing the bumping were engrossed on their mobile phone.
Oh, my God.
And almost half of all cane users also been knocked over, injured or had their cane broken by someone walking into them in the past 2 years.
So
our obsession with phones is actually having a detrimental effect on those that are vulnerable, and something we need to be aware of.
Absolutely.
So didn't think of that. Because
and you know what? We're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah, but keep an eye out. If someone's vision impaired and they've got a guide dog, you know, just keep your peripheral vision open because these poor people are just running into them. There's some stuff going around on social media that I think we need to talk about with the No campaign.
Yes.
And that is there's some campaigning that's expected to be happening in both Sydney and Melbourne this weekend.
Right.
By No campaigners.
Yes.
Where they're targeting Yes voters.
Right, okay.
That may have already voted even.
Right,
so even if you've got a rainbow flag up like I have, they may come and talk to you. And the reason is not because they want to convince you, because you've already voted.
Of course.
They want a reaction. They want a reaction, and be careful because they're filming these reactions.
Right.
And then they're using the aggressive responses that they get back from Yes voters to help their No campaign.
Lucky you warned me. Can you imagine? I'd be on TV, Channel 9, going off. Yes, I'm a Yes voter. How dare you?
Exactly. So just be aware of them, outsmart them, and if they do come up to you, don't bite. Don't do what Anastasia just said.
Warning, darling.
Keep calm. Give them a hug.
Yeah. Give them a free hug.
Because they want a reaction. They're going to film the reaction and use it for their campaign. They're getting very desperate
out there. Or offer yourselves to them.
Offer yourselves. Hey, I needed to buy some new jeans the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. And one of the things,
Levi's kind of guy?
I don't know. Whichever brand fits. I struggle, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you? Sorry.
I struggle. I find, I don't know, I've got a really narrow waist. And,
you do have a narrow waist, and, like a ballerina.
And I've got, my thighs are quite big, so.
You've got bulky thighs, haven't
it's,
you?
It's hard to get them to fit. I find if I'm travelling on holidays,
you
if I'm
overseas.
You could
always wear skirts, baby cakes.
Actually, you know
think
what?
Think outside the
it would
box.
Be so much easier if I wore a kilt.
Would. Yeah.
Probably quite sexy too.
Oh, it'd be hot. You'd look great.
Because that, actually, that's a
really
good... A
bearded man with a kilt is very sexy.
That's a really good
solution.
You
don't have the accent, like the 80s accent, but I find it really sexy in men in skirts.
But find it really hard to buy jeans for that reason.
Why don't you start wearing tracksuits? With loafers, suede loafers, like Tim suggested.
It's the same with shorts, though, because I find I'll get shorts that'll fit me around the waist, but then they're as tight as around my legs.
I have noticed, though, I will say, Warren, you do wear tight shorts in summer. Like, they are so tight, and I wonder why they're so tight.
Because I'll probably eat too much.
Such an exhibitionist, yeah.
No! Do you have trouble buying clothes?
Yeah, because I'm a short ass, so I've always got to get them altered.
Well, a lady in the US has... a teen in the US, she bought some pants. She's a short ass like us.
Yeah.
So she bought some pants that they were termed high waisted.
Right.
Right. So high waisted pants, but they actually and she got them delivered. She bought them online. She put them on. They went up to her neck. She went up to her neck. She's a hairstylist from Manchester in England.
Oh, she sounds adorable.
And she says they're the size of her high body. But she posted it online.
Yeah.
And it's gone completely viral about these jeans that go to her neck. And, you know, the store has apologised and said, we don't know what's happened.
That is
really... But it's raised this whole discussion.
Just a little head and...
Just yeah, with a pair of pants.
Exactly. Hey, I was going to say, you know, a little trick for both of us. You know, you can go to the kids section. Of stuff, yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, I've done it. I get some really good stuff in the kids section.
I reckon I'd be a bit embarrassed.
I'm sounding like a dwarf right now, guys. Like when I say the kids section, I don't mean the baby section, like a onesie, but I'm talking like I'll go to the teenage section for the boys and, you know, the 13, 14-year-olds and things fit me and it's great.
I reckon I'd feel uncomfortable going into the boys section, though.
Well, you could say it's for your son.
Yeah, and I try it on. Anastasia, have you ever needed to go to the loo?
I'm always needing to go to the loo.
You're busting?
I'm very regular. Always,
you
yes.
get in there.
Yep.
And there's no paper.
Oh, my God, it's happened to me.
It is the worst
Has
thing.
It happened to you?
Yes.
What did you do?
The worst. I screamed out.
Help!
Someone throw me some
Help
stuff.
Help me. You know what I've done? It's happened to me at Mardi Gras at a pub, like an after party. Go upstairs, have the best number two you could think of, right? No toilet paper.
Oh what
my
did
God,
you
oh
do?
God. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Freaking out, put my pants on half up, look her out, go to the sink, grab water. I'm just like did you washing, stick, did you stick, washing my bum.
You stuck
with
your
my
bum
hand.
In the sink.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing. Well, a pub in WA has taken extreme measures to protect its toilet rolls because they've been walking out the door.
What? So people are taking toilet rolls?
They've been walking out the door. Apparently they restock them and then they just disappear completely. And people have been going to the toilet and getting caught out.
That is hysterical.
Because there's none there.
Can I just quickly say something? Have you ever seen the show Strange Addictions?
No.
There was a woman who was obsessed with eating toilet paper. She would eat toilet paper. Maybe, so it's probably her.
Maybe it's her.
Yes.
She must be there. So now what you've got to do at this pub, which is in Mount Magnet in WA,
right.
You've got to go to the bar and say, could I have some toilet roll,
toilet?
Please? So can I have a beer and can I have some toilet roll with that as well?
How embarrassing. That is really funny.
So everyone's standing. You've got someone cute at the bar.
It saves you from washing your bum at the sink.
You're trying to pick them up. You're, you know, fluttering your eyelids and they, can I buy you a drink? Yeah. And can you buy me some toilet roll as well while you're at it?
Hey, now listen, apparently in Tzatzikiland you can't have a beard. You need a permit to have a beard.
Tajikistan.
What is it called?
Tajikistan.
Sounds like Tzatziki to me.
Tzatzikiland? No, you can't. But two actors have been granted temporary permits enabling them to have facial hair in public.
Wow.
Yes, it's apparently banned there as part of a crackdown against religious extremism.
Right.
And the bearded actors were detained by police in a northern town earlier this week. They're in there for a play.
Oh my God.
To do a play where they had to grow a beard. But they, after they explained their motives, police granted them a document permitting them to go out in public wearing facial hair.
Well, I'm sure there won't be a ban at Northside Bazaar this Saturday. There'll be so many beards there.
There won't be. I'll be there with my beard.
There won't be any security saying you can't have your beard. So, hey, you're going this Saturday, aren't you?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm working, so I can't join you.
So, next week,
what are you going to be doing there?
The barbecue.
Yes.
The barbecue.
Oh, lovely. You're good with sausages, aren't you?
I'll make sure those sausages are cooked really well.
Oh, lovely.
So come up and say hi.
Oh, fantastic.
If you're down there. It's time for us to go.
Hey, now, Warren, we've had a fabulous show. It's been lovely to be with you, my darling. It's Mental Health Week. Please take care of yourself. Have a very safe weekend.
Don't forget to check
out
our
Facebook. Open your eyes when you're driving.
Our Facebook page. Look up Anastasia Warren.
Oh, my God, look up Anastasia and Warren and please lick us and like us.
Anastasia and Warren. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.